One, two, three, four.
Listen to these assholes con Miguel Enrico.
Hey, stoners.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, dude. You're laughing.
Dude, it's almost election time, dude.
Almost.
You know what that means?
That means, smoke another one, dude.
Dude. No, it means that, we get to hear about this Ron Paul guy again. He ran in the last election on pretty much the same platform
as he is now. He ran on in many elections.
He has run in many. He never gets nominated, though.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. Because I would vote for him, even though he's a Republican.
Sometimes you gotta, you know.
I'm not judging anybody.
No. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Especially when a Republican has a platform like this. Although, I mean, he has a lot more to his platform than the legalize it part.
Right.
There's a lot more going on. Like, he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve, which I'm all for. But he's also talking about legalizing a lot of recreational drugs. Not the least of which is heroin. Well, that seems to be the thing that raises the most eyebrows.
That raises an eyebrow for me.
Does it?
Yeah. Heroin?
Yeah, heroin's bad.
Heroin's a bad drug. But I guess he's got his reason.
Yeah.
He must have a valid reason for doing it.
I'm pretty sure his reason is overcrowding prisons with people who aren't violent criminals.
Right.
People who just want to get high.
Yeah.
Just want to get high.
Might also be easier to track down heroin users for the sake of helping them get better or perhaps, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and if we were regulating it, we could decide who to sell it to, and
right.
Maybe it could be like a prescribed painkiller.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of painkillers out there already that are opiates and that are addictive.
You're no shy D. You don't get the heroin.
That's right.
Yeah.
7-Eleven is going to be like cracking down on that shit, and cocaine too. He wants to legalize, which I also think is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
I mean, but, once you legalize cocaine, crack is going to be everywhere.
That's true, because it's easy to, I just know.
Well, you make one out of the other.
Yeah, but you could also produce a lot of crack from a little bit of cocaine, and you know.
Yeah, I suppose.
Make a lot of money off of that.
This is true. Well, they're already, actually no, see the thing is, he doesn't want to flat out legalize it like at the federal level. He doesn't want to go in there and introduce legislation that would just completely lift the ban on these things. He wants to leave it up to the states. The states that want to do it, like California, they would just be able to do it. And the states that don't want to do it wouldn't do it, and it would remain illegal.
That's interesting. That's bringing in a lot of, like, potential issues.
With people who think that drugs are the devil, in fact, I think it brings up issues. But it doesn't bring up issues so much with level-headed individuals who understand that they're not going to go try heroin just because heroin's legal.
Right, that's true. And also, as far as what I said before, keeping track of users,
yeah,
I think they'll probably, you know, they'll probably have a system that raises a red flag when somebody buys a fucking an 8-ball, you know, twice in one night or something like that.
Like some kind of registration thing.
Yeah, like a registration, or just like every time you purchase. I'm sure, like medicinal pot, they probably have, you walk in and they probably have records in the dispensaries.
They definitely do.
So that they can see who's buying a shitload or more than what's allowed, or, you know.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be limitations on what you could buy, and there's probably going to be, you know.
However, if someone's going, I imagine that you mean that in terms of distributing it after the fact. Like
distributing it, right.
Like,
yeah.
if someone was going to go to a pot store or a medical marijuana store and buy ounces upon ounces of pot,
yeah,
and then sell them to people.
Right.
That's something you wouldn't want.
That's something, yeah. But somebody buying ounces and ounces of pot for themselves, quote unquote, you know, for a medical problem, quote unquote, you know, they know that that's way too much for one person to be smoking.
But is
know?
That really a big deal if that guy just wants to get high?
Well, I'm talking about, well, no, not really, but I'm talking about cocaine. You know, like cocaine will, or heroin.
Yeah, those things will either things be that you have to regulate.
Prescribed. They might be prescribed, like you said, or they might just be treated as like a, you know, like an alcohol.
Yeah.
But probably not.
I think also... they could change it so that they could use those things as an ingredient in certain things. You'd see it pop up in cereal.
Yeah.
You know, be like, I gotta have my fucking Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Just to get your cocaine fix.
I gotta have my
Frosted Flakes frosted with what? Sweet cocaine.
And then all of a sudden there's gonna be a heroin candy bars.
Yeah.
Like you eat a candy bar and you're like,
And then you come in your pants?
Yeah.
Right.
And you have 1,000 orgasms at once.
They've already started marketing a pot candy bar.
Really?
And a pot soda. And some other pot things. But the only thing I've really seen on the market is this thing called Lazy Cakes.
Oh, I actually have heard of that.
But they don't tell you what's in it. But they just, they kind of allude to the fact that there's some THC involved. But they don't outright say that there's pot in this product.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely marketed towards stoners. You see on the website, the name of the guy is Larry Lazy Cake.
Yeah.
Now, anybody named Larry, you're pretty much a stoner right there,
yeah.
I think. If you're going to name yourself Larry, you're a goddamn stoner.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah, his last name's Lazy Cakes. What a fucking silly name. Larry Lazy Cakes. So he's just chilling, he's sitting back, his eyes are half closed.
Definitely. They should keep it away from the kids, though. That kind of thing should be behind the counter.
Yeah, definitely. It should be a 19 and older, like cigarettes are in New York.
Yo, Habib.
Yeah.
Hit me with some Lazy Cakes.
Yeah. You want that Lazy Cake special?
You like the Lazy Cake, yeah. Do you? Hey, Rico, I got the new shipment of a Lazy Cake.
No thanks. I already have the...
Oh, the Lazy Cakes are so good, though. You got to try one.
You're right.
You know,
I've got 300 boxes in my living room, but I'll take some. How many...
How can you not love the Lazy Cakes?
Well, how about this? Ready?
Yeah.
I buy another 300 boxes, and you give me one for free.
I want to try some Lazy Cakes. Why aren't they in my local 7-Eleven yet?
I don't know.
I bet they might. You know what? Maybe they are. I haven't been to 7-Eleven in a long time.
Yes, you have. You were just here last Tuesday.
I wish the website would do something like list their distributors so I know that I can buy one where I live.
Yeah, well, it might be new. So new and, you know, maybe not enough people have... enough. You were able to find the energy drink called cocaine. And yeah. And Four Loko was everywhere.
Yeah.
But then again, cocaine didn't have anything... Shit, man, I don't know.
People are already up in arms about this thing, though. Like, people want to get rid of it just like Four Loko.
Like, immediately once it came, you could buy some on the website.
Yeah.
And now they're looking for distributors, but maybe people don't have the balls.
It's not widespread enough.
Yeah. Or people don't have the balls to distribute a pot brownie.
It'll definitely go away quickly if nobody has the balls to pick it up and distribute it.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just shut down.
I'm sure we'll be able to find them at head shops.
Yeah, maybe headshots, but they don't really want to associate themselves with that. Like, there's not anything alluding to actual marijuana in this. It just sort of...
It alludes to the culture.
It alludes to the fact that you're... It doesn't allude to the culture at all.
Yes, it does, because, like, right on the website, it says, causes extreme relaxation and the use of the word dude.
But that's it, is the use of the word dude.
Yeah, but that, like, and then the guy is, like, sitting back, like, ugh.
Yeah, Larry Lazy Cake does look like...
He looks like a fucking...
He's had a few
He looks like cakes. He just smoked three blunts.
Yeah.
Through his fucking anus.
But his eyes aren't... his eyes aren't bloodshot or anything.
But that would be too obvious. You know?
They're being really smart about it, and I think that they would keep themselves out of head shops. I think they want to be a mainstream thing. They want Joe Schmo to be like... You know what? Instead of buying a six-pack tonight, I'm just going to buy some Lazy Cakes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like reverse Red Bull.
Yeah.
It's weird. Now imagine all these downer products.
I wonder if it has a reverse crash.
Yeah.
Like when you come off, you're just really hyper.
Yeah, it's like, hey, bro, oh my God, I have to keep walking straight before I go. Oh my God, how's it getting more?
French politician. I don't know his name. You've probably heard this fucking story by now.
Probably Jean-Claude Clouflier.
Yeah, it probably...
Clouseau.
There's an excellent chance that that's in there somewhere in his name. But anyway, this French politician motherfucker, he was hanging out in his hotel room, and he was like, you know what? That girl that comes to clean my room every day, she's pretty fucking hot.
Right.
He's like, I'd hit that.
The maid you're talking about.
Yeah. And then he formulates this plan.
Oh, okay. I could hear the tinkering in
and
his
he's
head.
Like, ooh, yeah, like
the French tinkering.
There's like, a little bit of smoke coming out of his ears, you know. He's really working on this.
Le fleur.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, I have the best idea.
Yeah.
I will hide naked in my bathroom. And I will jump out and surprise her.
Oh shit.
She will be unable to resist. And
so the maid walked up all like, I'm going to clean this room again. For the third time this week, it is Wednesday. I have to clean the room once a day. You know.
Yeah.
She opens the door,
and then Captain French guy comes flying out of the bathroom naked.
Right.
And his plan doesn't quite go the way he wanted it to.
Right.
Because he had to throw her to the ground and like try to rape her, and he failed. So it wasn't a rape; it was a sexual assault.
Okay. Oh my God, he's naked.
And then he tried to flee the country.
He was naked, I tell you.
He was almost president of France.
He tried to rape me.
Almost. Or he was like running for president of France.
Mm.
I guess not anymore.
That sort of thing doesn't go over well in
other
people's minds.
The guy just perved out for a second, and then he blew it.
With a Spanish maid. Well, no, maybe she wasn't. She probably wasn't Spanish. That's just me being ignorant.
Yeah.
Stereotypical.
Yeah, they haven't shown the woman's face yet. No. She's probably hot enough.
Yeah, I'm sure she was attractive. I never met a French guy with bad taste.
I haven't met that many French guys.
I've never met a French guy.
All right. So that's covered.
Yeah.
He worked for some giant conglomerate thing, whatever the fuck it was. So you think he was just like traveling the world, and he was like, well, I can't get a hooker because someone would find out, and then, you know, I wouldn't be president of France eventually.
But trying to rape a maid?
But he's just sitting there, and like the porn just wasn't doing it for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to do it. Like, could you imagine like what's going through someone's head when they're like, all right, I'm just gonna go in the bathroom.
Well, maybe like think about, I'm going to be naked out. In the bathroom. I'm going to come out and say, what's on the menu?
L'erection.
Yeah. I have an erection. Sit me on it, you Spanish maid.
Yes.
He hears like Moroccan music going on in his head. But meanwhile, she's from Spain. Like, he's got his countries fucked up in his head. Like, the typical, like, music. Because he's such a bastard. Well, I imagine it like, imagine like a drug addict, right? Like, overseas, where he couldn't get the drugs with him, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he's got like a fucking harem of women that he's able to, you know, just fuck all the time, like back in France, you know?
Yeah.
But he
he's
couldn't
probably married back in France.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, you know,
his wife's probably a fucking horse.
Yeah. But I bet you he's got his little teleportation chamber that goes to that room with the harem in it. And he can go there at any time. He could be like, I have to take out the garbage.
Well, if he had that, he wouldn't have fucked anybody, or he wouldn't have.
Well, the thing is, naked. Oh well, I mean, it's only in one. There's this, you know, you can't leave the country in the teleportation device.
Oh, okay, so he could be anywhere within the borders of France.
Within the borders of France.
Does he have a button on his watch?
Well, maybe he's got a clock. Yeah, maybe he's got like a Meet George Jetson suitcase that opens up to something.
It's kind of like that thing that Kurt Russell has in Escape from New York. Where only he knows about the safety thing.
Yeah.
That's the funniest fucking line, man. The guy's like, he's the only one who knows about the safety thing. Where, like, the thing pops off and, oh, there's a button there.
Doesn't he say safety thing?
No, I forget what he calls it.
Oh.
But the general guy is like, don't worry. The bracelet won't be compromised because he's the only one who knows about the little swish that flips it open
so
the button is there.
I was just thinking it'd be brilliant in an action comedy.
Yeah.
Where, like, somebody had, like, some mechanical, like, complex, like, or maybe digital thing on his watch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the guy literally says, well, he knows about the safety thingy. Like, you know, he's the guy who set up the whole operation. He knows about that safety thingy.
I'd like to see more serious use of the word thingy.
Yeah.
I want to hear generals in the military say, well, he took this exploding thingy and he pointed it at the bad guy.
Yeah, he took this thingy that makes boom boom, and somehow the man on the other end of the thingy
gets boom boomed.
Gets boom boomed
all over him.
Sir, you should probably call it boo booed, just so it doesn't get confused with boom boom. Great idea, Oswaldo.
Yeah, and damn it, put down Osama's porn stash.
Yeah,
don't get any cum on that. It's evidence. Don't let him find your DNA on there.
Yeah. Don't let your sperm mix with the Arab sperm.
You'll be on a no-fly list faster than you can say, come on a turban. What?
What? How do you explain a porn stash in Osama bin Laden's room?
It was planted. It was like planting crack.
Perhaps.
They just said, oh, he's got this porn. Although it is kind of modern times, I suppose. And I mean, some of the guys that were hanging out with him were probably young, and they probably couldn't go. Like, he wasn't sharing his wives with the other guys that were hanging around, you know?
Yeah.
So they probably needed to spank it once in a while. It's basic human need.
So you think it was just found in the compound, but it wasn't necessarily his?
It might not necessarily be his.
You know, chances are, if he is, because I didn't believe it at first, that it was his, because, yeah. Like, here you have this, like, insanely huge religious figure of right now.
Yeah.
Even if it's in some sect or facet of religion in the world. And he just, like, for him to, like, break a code, like, I'm sure pornography is, viewing pornography, you have to be breaking some sort of code or some sort of law.
Yeah.
In Muslim or Islamic.
Yeah, because rule number one in religion is don't have any fun whatsoever.
Right.
And they're really strict.
Right.
You know, you can't even look at women
so,
a lot of times.
So, like, I could see a priest breaching that contract, but not...
Why a priest?
Because a priest already did.
What?
You know, I could see, like, a priest, like, touching little kids. Like, that's believable.
Okay, but why is it not believable that somebody... who's a Muslim, wants to look at porn.
Well, not Osama bin Laden, I'm saying.
Nobody's perfect, man.
Right, but I understand that. But
he's, like, not a perfect Muslim.
He's not.
Don't judge him.
But
he also blew up a bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah, but that was, you know, acting out under, like, somebody crazy enough to blow up two buildings under God's eyes.
Yeah.
Would not jerk it to porn.
He has wives. He's probably not jerking it. He's probably getting all the pussy he wants.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's his.
He had wives, and he was getting all the pussy that he may have wanted.
Right. Like, I couldn't see the Pope touching little kids. If I heard the Pope was touching little kids, I'd be like, all right, that's definitely bullshit.
The Pope is way too high profile to touch little kids.
Osama bin Laden is way too high profile to...
But his name was high profile, and his image was high profile, but the man himself was very low profile.
But nobody's low profile to God, man. Allah.
I guess not.
I mean, I really think if he was acting under his God's will to do this insane shit.
Yeah. No, I totally get your point
people,
here.
You know, like, he would definitely not wank it to porn because it's something his God would not approve of.
Everyone has a vice.
Huh?
Everyone has vice. Osama bin Laden used to hang out.
Yeah.
Osama bin Laden used to hang out in... I think the city was called Beirut.
Okay.
And I think it was in Lebanon. And it was pretty much like Vegas.
Right.
And there was hoes, and there was gambling, and there was all kinds of vice. There was drinking and
gambling.
Shit. And he hung out there, and he had his fun times.
Yeah.
He still felt enough of a connection to God, and that he was able to do God's work, as it were, in his crazy mind.
But still have his own fun.
Yeah. He knows that. That man is fallible. He is not God.
Right.
And even though God frowns upon stuff, it doesn't mean that it's like, oh, bam!
Yeah.
You're in hell.
Yeah.
You touched your penis when it wasn't time to piss or put it inside a woman in order to procreate. You should fucking go to hell. That doesn't happen, as far as I know.
Right.
Did you hear Stephen Hawking actually announced today that there's no hell? I mean, that there's no heaven or hell?
Really?
He, like, made an official announcement.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if it was an announcement, but, like, somehow he made a statement
right.
to the press.
Right. It doesn't matter if it was official or not. I mean, Stephen Hawking.
He pretty much made a statement to the press.
It was probably hilarious.
Yeah. Although when I look at Stephen Hawking, I do think, where is your God now?
And I just think, you know, somebody who he's what the most he's the most intelligent man on the planet, pretty much.
He's pretty much the leading motherfucker in quantum everything.
Right. So this guy understands everything on a different level, than everyone else.
Yeah.
People like everyday people, like everyone. This
except for Dr. Michio Kaku.
Well, except for other people who are as smart as that guy. Dr.
Michio Kaku is just as smart as wheelchair guy. I forgot his name for this fleeting moment. But
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
Wheelchair man!
Michio Kaku is just as smart as him, and he's not in a wheelchair.
But the reason you know those two people is because that they're incredibly smart.
Yeah.
And they're the few ones that are that smart as compared to everyone else. And everyone else turns to religion for all their answers when these guys had the brain power to be like, no, you fucking idiots. This is the answer right here. Yeah. And we're all just like, quasars? What do they mean? What do they do?
Yeah, we have to ask him.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, Stephen Hawking, what's a quasar?
He's there to know that.
Pray to him instead.
Yeah, I'm going to pray to Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, get down on your knees at night before you go to bed. Stephen Hawking, please, please, while I'm sleeping, put the knowledge of quasars and quantum leaps in my brain.
Yeah.
Because I would love to know.
I have a feeling that Stephen Hawking's timing might have something to do with a certain thing that we have been talking a lot about lately on this particular podcast, and that is May 21st being the beginning of the rapture.
Right.
I think maybe he said that so people will calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was talking to like people like us who like laugh at him.
Yeah.
I mean, like who like actually pay attention to other things other than like the religious shit that's being forced down your nostrils.
I really hope something crazy happens, though.
I think there's going to be, because think about it, like if this doesn't happen and all these Bible freaks are like totally about this happening and totally think it's going to happen, then all those people are going to be like, huh?
All the people who don't believe in God are
going to No, all the people who believe this is going to happen.
Oh, but
or believe that they're saved. But when it doesn't happen,
yeah.
Like, what are they going to say? You know, and there's a lot of people also. It's like, I feel like the 2012 thing, the least that's going to happen is everyone's going to have a little freak out that maybe might even be so subtle that they themselves would not be able to detect it. But everyone's going to have a little freak out. And after the freak out, it's just going to kind of take its course slowly throughout society.
Okay. But I also think that that's what they're trying to represent with May 21st, because it's not just that day is the rapture, it's the next several months.
Well, the thing is, I hear like the people who are saved, quote unquote,
yeah,
are supposed to be taken away that day.
Oh, really?
Or are supposed to be raptured.
That's awesome. To heaven. I fucking hate those guys.
Yeah. And then we're going to be left here to fucking deal with the 121 days of, you know, hellfire.
Of not hanging out with those douchebags.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. Dude, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really hope that's what happens.
I got my Anita Baker record ready.
I am excited about
rapture.
Let's go rapture. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, I'm stoked about the rapture.
Yeah, at least those guys are going to be gone.
Get rid of those fuckheads. Sick of them.
You want to be taken to fucking paradise and be treated like a fucking in your kingdom for the rest of your life?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Knock yourself out, kids.
I'll fucking take the 121 days of pissing on myself every 2 seconds because I saw another creature go by my window.
Okay, so let's say there was a heaven.
Right.
What could there possibly be that would entertain you for eternity? That would, like, really make it the greatest place ever?
Well, personally, I think if there was, according to Stephen Hawking, there isn't. But personally, in my opinion of heaven was always, like, a place where you could pretty much do whatever the hell you want. But not really do whatever the hell you want, but, like...
Yeah, there has to be some limit.
Like, if you wanted to go see a horse race, you can go see a horse race in heaven.
Yeah?
I think, yeah. If you wanted to puff on a joint, I don't know. I don't know if that... Like, that sort of thing...
I don't think it would matter, though, because your body isn't there anymore. Yeah. It's just your spirit, apparently. So, using drugs would not even do a thing.
Yeah, but I don't think God would be like, well, I guess it's okay to feel the effects of drugs now that you're angels, you know? And you're immortal.
What if I could just push a button, like, somewhere in a room and, like, oh, I'm on LSD.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to alter perception.
Well, the thing is...
Even more. Yeah, but I think we would have all the answers that we'd ever want anyway.
Yeah. Also, heaven, what is everybody... Like, everybody thinks they're going up to heaven as themselves. They're going to be walking around on clouds with their relatives.
Yeah.
No, heaven is when your life leaves your body. When your spirit leaves your body. Like, whatever the fuck that happens. So that means that whatever you have in your body, your eyes and your ears and your mouth and your fucking... your sense of feel, your nervous system... is not going to work in the same way in heaven.
Stephen Hawking disagrees.
Really?
Yeah.
He said there is no heaven.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it's not going to work. Well, what did he say about the afterlife? Did he have anything to say about that? Well, he just pretty much said there's no heaven, no hell.
I think he just said there's no heaven, no hell, which might imply some things about the afterlife.
Does he say that there's a spirit, or does he say we're all just physical beings with an advanced...
I think that we are machines powered by a spark of electricity that we have to fuel. And that energy goes into our muscles when we die, I think, and that's why like we stiffen up a lot. Right. Like we kind of tense up. And then, you know, if we're burned, the energy is released that way. If we're fucking buried, the energy goes into the dirt. It's decomposition. That's where the energy goes.
Is there a consciousness to our energies that exists?
It's our brain.
So our brain is just a completely complex natural computer, you think? And right. You think that our like consciousness,
our individual experiences, all of those things affect that computer.
Right.
And that brain. You know, if you look at someone who's brought up a specific way, then they're going to believe whatever the fuck they believe. And they're going to, you know, they're going to know things as facts as they are. And so they are an individual. And that's what makes them an individual.
Right. That
their brain has those experiences. And my brain has my experiences. And yours has yours.
Right. I got you. And that doesn't go into, I guess, I don't know.
It pretty much covers it.
That's interesting.
It doesn't really, he can't explain ghosts. It's not to say that energy doesn't linger anywhere. I mean, it's hard to say.
Well, I think, like, a conscious energy, there's, like, we have, like, our energy, which is basic form energy, but I think that there's another piece of that energy that isn't measurable to from our perception, even Stephen Hawking's perception. That's why he can't explain ghosts. That's what I think.
Probably.
I think there are things beyond our human perception that we will be able to perceive one day. That's another thing about the end of the world. It's not supposed to be a complete implosion of the planet or like an explosion of the planet or like a fucking cross explosion of the planet or like just a static explosion, like it just stays still. But it's not going to be that. It's just going to be, it is going to be a static explosion.
Static explosion.
Yeah.
Everything will remain the same.
Everything will nothing's going to explode or implode. It's not going anywhere. It's just our perception of it's going to completely change. And that's what the afterlife is. We're seeing everything through a different perception. And whether or not you're prepared for that,
that's how you want to do. Makes me want to listen to that Squirrel Nut Zipper song.
Which one?
In the afterlife, you're going to be headed for the... You know that one.
Nah, I don't know. I've never really listened to
Squirrel Nut Zipper. Oh, it sounds kind of like this.
All day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay. The people listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Eternally, fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bone to ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.